Okay, hello. Welcome to a bit of a podcast titled Washing Machine Lint. Okay, I realized that I haven't actually done one of these in, oh my god, creaky chair. I realized I haven't done one of these in a really long while. I think the last time I actually, had a bit of, a ramble was during Valentine's Day, maybe? I think that was the last time I had talked, just talked casually, as opposed to doing, a script or anything. And so, we're nearly done with my schedule for November, and because I have a bit of a schedule that I have set for myself, and unfortunately for this last week where I'm supposed to be posting an audio every single day, there's been a bit of a mix-up, simply because there were some logistical problems. I'm also stressed out on my end. I'm editing and recording almost every single day, just so I can pump things out on time. I know that's mainly my fault because I really could have just planned this a lot better, but it's okay. Some things will be shoveled about and everything. And one of the audios that I really wanted to do, ended up having its script being pulled, and I couldn't fill it anymore because I checked with PT and GWA, and they said that if the post has been removed from Reddit, then, or if the script has been removed from Reddit, then I can't fill it because it means that the person who originally posted it doesn't want their work to be circulating anymore. So it's just okay, you know what, I don't have a choice in this, so what do I do? And I've had these two audios that were sitting around in my drafts for a while, and I had recorded them just for fun. I was just maybe I'll just post them whenever I feel like posting it, and both of them were scripts and they were pretty short scripts as well, so I didn't want to just post it on their own. Part of me was thinking that maybe I'll just go back to it at a later date and re-record, and maybe add some stuff of my own. For the argument one by Sushi, I thought that maybe I would, by then I would have been able to come up with aftercare or a resolution to the argument, but no matter how much I try, I just couldn't. It was just but I like leaving things bittersweet, I wouldn't say this is bittersweet, I would say it's more bitter than anything. Oh, darn mate. Wow, this is very reminiscent to the older audio. But I didn't just want the vault to be, script fills that I couldn't post on their own. I also kind of wanted to take this chance to just talk, revive Washing Machine Lint. And the thing about Washing Machine Lint is that it's unedited. You hear a lot of background noise. Okay, so to first time listeners, for this particular thing, welcome. Hi, I'm local. But you already knew that. I didn't think this would be the first audio that you listen to. Welcome to Washing Machine Lint. This was a series that I started back in 2019 when I first started making audios on Reddit, or on PTA in particular. There were a total of 10 episodes and one half episode, and majority of them are deleted. And you might be wondering why, and that's because majority of them were pretty cringy, I'm not gonna lie. And I think I also overshared a lot when I was when I was recording them, because back then I knew no bounds, okay, and I was just recording as it is. The audio quality was a lot different as well because I was recording it back at home. And one thing I realize now, because I edit my audios and everything, is that my room is very echoey. At least my room back at home is echoey as compared to like my dorm. And now I'm recording at my dorm, which is why I can hear a lot of people like milling in and out. And I don't know why, it's 2 a.m. Like, go to sleep. But yeah. Washing Machine Lin is usually just me talking about random things. Hence, Washing Machine Lin. I think I mentioned this in one of the episodes, which has probably been, like, deleted. But, you know, like, lint that forms after drying clothes? I thought that, you know, it would be that. It's, like, warm and fuzzy, but it's also trash. And that was kind of, like, the idea of it. So, it's supposed to be, like, how should I say it? Like, this is supposed to be, like, comforting, you know? You have, like, someone to listen to as you work, or maybe you just want to listen to someone talk before you sleep or something like that. But at the same time, it's also kind of useless because I literally don't talk about, like, anything of substance. So, yeah. And I said Washing Machine Lin because back at home, I have a washer-dryer combination. So it's like you can do both like washing and drying in one machine instead of having to like move your clothes to like the dryer after washing. So for some reason, my mind went to washing machine and I combined it with lint. Instead, it should really just be called dryer lint, but that doesn't sound very nice. So it just is. So yeah. 7 minutes, oh my god, crazy. But yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna be talking about actually. I turned this on without a plan, and I feel like that was what I did for a majority of my audios within this series, because the ones that we still have, the first one we have is like number 4, which is on fortune telling. And that was when I read my fortune for 2019. And, you know, like, how my class would be like. And I remember one of the fortunes that I read was, you will get to, like, you will love and hate each other at the same time. And I feel like that was pretty accurate in the sense where, how should I say? My class is very much divided. I love and hate them at the same time. Like, that's really true. And it did say that there will be one thing that brings us all together. And on that, I would say that I don't think that really is a thing. Though I guess there was one thing that brought me and my current friends, like, a lot closer together. So, well, maybe it was kind of right. I do love them, you know. I think my current friends now are great. But I also kind of hate, like, my cohort mates, in the sense where I feel like, you know, they could be engaging with the class a little bit more. Like, it's 2021, I'm in my third year already. Oh my god, we're going into 2022 soon, that's crazy. Yeah, so, yes, it is that. And I don't think I know a majority of my cohort mates, I feel like I only know, like, a quarter of them. And that's because, like, our cohort essentially got, like, split into, like, different classes, kind of. Because, like, it's not very often that you take, like, the same class as other people in, like, your cohort. You know, everyone takes, like, different classes. And because everything's online, so you generally have, like, a harder time connecting with other people. Because, you know, like, how do you make friends online? Like, that's just not gonna work. So I've just been, like, you know, with my friends from 2019. So, yeah. I guess the one thing that brought me closer with my current friends is complaining about online classes. So, so there's that. But yeah, Washing Machine 4 and 4.5, I think those definitely had some, whatchamacallit? Some structure to it, because I kind of knew what I wanted to talk about. Well, 4.5 was kind of just like a, oh my god, I had this thought about transition spaces, let's do it, and then I recorded it. So once again, kind of useless. Washing Machine Lint number 9, as you can see, there's only 3 left. this is kind of embarrassing going through like my older audios, I won't deny. What's this? Warning, this audio is an hour long and it probably doesn't even make sense, so I'll give a brief summary of what this audio is. Basically, I was writing a review of an album that is due soon, and you just hear me talk about what I like and don't like about this album. The occasional, what's the word for this very long and nonsense explanation, and a lot of keyboard clacking. I'm still writing my review, and I'm pretty sure I'll be recording again tonight to finish up the review and add pictures, so maybe the series will hit its 10th episode tonight. Not like there's anything great about this series in the first place, it's literally me talking about a bunch of nonsense that no one really listens to. Oh, that's kind of funny. And I feel like that's kind of the case with majority of my audios sometimes. Like, it's just, especially I love the improv ones, like, I just record a bunch of shit. And sometimes people listen and they give upvotes, which I'm very thankful for, really. But yeah, you know what, maybe that's what I'll do for this, for this special episode of Washing Machine Lint, which may very well be the final one, because I don't think I'll ever be recording something under this name ever again. Maybe I'll like go through like my old audios, you know, like it's been a while. It's been 2 years since we started. And I think it's kind of like fun to go back and see how I have evolved over the years. I love how like one of the audios isn't even on here, because I deleted it off of, what do you call it, off of Reddit. But it's still on Soundgasm. Of course, like, my very first audio is nowhere to be found. Because, you know, if you're lucky and you managed to listen to it before, like, got taken down, like, good for you. But majority of it is, like, gone now. Okay. Yeah, so the first one I did was A Quiet Confession by Thirsty Slurpee. If I'm not wrong, this was the one where it was like a phone call, and basically like it's just like, hey bestie, I'm in love with you and all that. Yeah, there was definitely an audio before that which I cannot remember for the life of me. If I'm not wrong, it was an original as well, and I think it was also in Confession. Now that I think about it, I think my first three audios were Confessions. Oh my god. Who let me? But yeah. My first script fill. And then the next one was Are You Pretending to Be Asleep? This was my first original one. I remember writing this one evening and I was just like, oh my god, I really like this. I'm gonna write it. I'm gonna post it. Record and post it. The post itself, it sounds so cringy. Oh, this is when I say use capital letters. Are you pretending to be asleep? Friends too? ? Phone call, secrets, L-bombs, pining, emotional, confession, feelings. Oh my god, this description. Okay, my first ever proper recording kind of thing. Finger guns. It's the way that I can see myself still saying this, even now. This is kind of inspired by the phone calls I've had with my friends, and if one of us were to fall asleep on the other person, we would end up spilling some deep secrets we didn't want the other person to hear. And once we started to realize that the other person would do that, we started to pretend to fall asleep so that we can actually hear what's up. Those ones when I fell for one of my friends and I never told him except during one of these calls. I don't know whether they heard it or not, and if they did, thank you for continuing to stick by my side up to today. And the link is called Here's the Big Fat Juicy Secret. I'm not gonna listen to this. I'm stressed. Like, oh my god. And I remember, like, this did considerably well. Like, look at that. Like, 1,714 listens. I was gonna say views. Oh my god. Crazy. And then my next one was, thank you for living today. Oh. What's it? Oh, Comfort, Sleepy, Snuggle, Sleepy, Elbalm, Cuddles, Loving. Whoever you are, thank you for making it through today. I love you. Okay. Okay, Miss Ma'am. And there was a couple as well. The next one that follows is Washing Machine Lint 4, which I've already talked about, so. Next one. I don't want a robot, I want you. This was my second script fill. Damn. What did I write for this? First script fill, and I hope it did it justice. What do you mean your first script fill? I lied. First script fill. Oh my god. Like, this is not the first. Oh, miss. You lied to yourself. When was this posted? This is... Oh my god. Okay. Tell some words to remind males that it's alright to be vulnerable and to cry. I hope you enjoy. And the link is... It means you're in tune with your emotions. Oh, this is before I knew too that I had to tag someone in the comments. Oh my god. It did considerably okay. Well, we won't talk about metrics, okay? I can't do that to myself. Like, I would cry if I did that to myself. Next one, what did I put? Early risers. Oh, I think this is my first improv one. Because thank you for living today and are you pretending to be asleep or like written. I know it says original on the thing, but I'm pretty sure I improvised it. I remember I woke up like pretty early and I was like, okay, let's just go. GFE, ramble, cuddles, teasing, comfort, banter. So I did another thing. Yeehaw, and hopefully you enjoy. Oh my god. My hands aren't cold, you're just hot. Oh, this sounds like something I would still write in my descriptions. I actually quite like this audio. Like, I won't deny, I quite like this audio. I can't tell you like what I was thinking when I made it because I genuinely can't remember what was said in this audio and I have no intention of listening to it ever again. Next one, Washing Machine, Lin 4.5, okay, Transitional Spaces, which I still think is a very interesting concept up to this day, like how you never completely feel at home in certain spaces because like, they aren't spaces you travel to, but rather spaces that you're traveling in, and I think that's like pretty cool. Like, you know, waiting rooms, like you're waiting to get from one point to another. Like in trains, you don't necessarily feel the most comfortable on a train because it's a transition space. You don't expect to live in a train forever. Or like toilets. Toilets are transitional spaces. Or at least that's what it feels for me. I feel I'm going down a spiral. Let's undo this. Okay, next one. Goodnight kisses. Oh, I remember being so surprised when this one did really well because I thought it was super fucking generic. And also because I kind of like copied off someone else. And yeah, I was like copying a bunch of like other people in terms of like content because I didn't know what to make at that point in time and I wasn't able to find like a script that I felt very comfortable filling, or rather I wasn't very comfortable with filling scripts because, you know, I would have to like listen back and be like, ooh, like what's this, you know. And so I did improv a lot of mine, and this was one of it. Goodnight kisses, improv, loving, sleepy, affectionate, almost clingy, cuddling, kissing, body appreciation. Was it really? So write to me saying, I don't know when I'll record again, and then recording again one day later. Oh my god, I remember when I was obsessed with recording. I think that's how it is for me. Whenever I start on something new, I just want to like keep doing it like every single day until I get bored of it and I just move on. And that was what happened in 2019. I was very active. And then I moved. and then I went to uni and then I wasn't active anymore. And I wasn't active for a really long time until like end 2020. That's kind of funny, I won't deny. Yeah. I was watching a video where someone was like, kissing my BF a lot, prank. And I was wondering how it was a prank. But that aside, the idea of getting clingy to the point where you just want to kiss your significant other really got to me, so I made something similar. Hopefully this provides you some form of comfort to help you get through your night. And Link says, look, this is a one-time deal kind of thing. And I kind of want to recreate this audio again. I actually recorded this in my dorm, if I'm not wrong. And I was recording this back when, the trains were, still going. And, you can hear, my bit, creaking and everything. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. Oh, the comment, this is really sweet. I'm definitely that SO who pouts about not getting enough attention and then complains about getting too much. We're never satisfied. I think I mentioned this in the audio, that's why. Moving on. Steady baby. I think this is when I was studying and I wanted to record. I don't think I did much studying when I recorded this though. I've been wanting to make an audio like this for a while and I was finishing up my readings yesterday and I thought, why not? And so it happened. I started a lot during the audio and just couldn't pronounce a couple of words, but I hope you'll excuse that. In parentheses, yikes. And in the background, you can hear the trains and maybe some of my dorm mates talking, but hopefully it didn't really affect the audio. I almost fell asleep towards the end and before remembering that I needed to turn the recording off, so there's a couple of minutes of breathing at the end, but I hope that helps you sleep better. And the link says, this is the last thing on my to-do list. Study audios. Haha, I don't do that anymore. Remember when I had a studying series about studying over Discord together and I just never continued it? I'm very sorry. Next one, snuggle me early. What the fuck is this? What kind of title is this? Who let me? Does it well? I was super tired last night and I thought I would do a simple recording. There's quite a bit of background noise, especially in the beginning, where you literally hear me shuffle around my room, getting my books, packing my bag, boiling water, etc. And maybe that might be soothing to some of you, hopefully. Anyway, if you had a long day, settle down in bed and let's just sleep. Let me turn the light off. I can't. What the fuck is this? Studying and bitching. Oh, I remember this one. I remember this one very clearly because because I bitched about some of my classmates in this. Some bitching and whining is literally one of the tags. Yeah, I remember this audio very clearly. I bitched about my classmates. Oh, this is kind of funny. This is very funny. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't get a lot of upvotes, but that's okay. What's the next one? I'm really bad at bullet journaling. Oh my god. I still try to bullet journal when I can. I don't think it's really happening. What does it say? New decade, new me. But still bad at bullet journaling. So I'm not exactly bullet journaling, but rather keeping some pages that have been helpful that I can't squeeze into my planner. We hope that I can do this every month and keep a good track of things. Can you guess whether I could do it every month? Did I do it every month? No. Sorry that I haven't been posting recently. I got sick over Christmas and New Year's, and so I would be coughing nonstop, and my voice sounded bad, so in it. I didn't want to speak, let alone record, but hey, here's an audio. I'm doing up my habit tracker, but whether I actually try them every day is a totally different story. Oh my god. Okay, well then. I think this is where, the decline started. Yeah, this is totally where the decline started. What else? Washing machine lint 9 and 10, I see. Something to keep you company. Oh, this is when I started doing, my ramble audios. Okay, we gotta scroll down a little bit then. Let's see. Something to keep you company. What the fuck is this? Hello? Let's not be lonely during isolation. Okay, so this is when COVID started. Hi, with the whole COVID-19 nonsense going on and people isolating isolating themselves from others. I understand that it can get kind of lonely when you're forced to be alone for long periods of time, so I made this audio in hopes that I can distract you for a little bit with my completely useless and petty thoughts. Think of me as a friend who just popped by to say hi and then left after 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Ha ha. Anyway, I hope you feel a little less lonely today. Hi, please let me in. I want to talk. Oh my god. Wait, this commenter. I remember him. Oh my god. He doesn't make audios anymore, but I remember he used to make some really sweet ones. Has he been posting? His last post was 9 days ago, but it was on a completely different subreddit. Wait. Vampire Rainbows wrote stuff at 4. Did I not listen to this? Oh my god. Okay, wait. Let me bookmark this. Oh my god, let me save this post. I'm gonna listen to it later. Oh my god, now I'm like going back to see like people who I used to listen to. Oh my lord. Okay, who else? What else? Reviewing them albums. Oh, I remember this. I think. Wait. There, yeah. Listen to me review my albums in a very biased way. I think, oh, I remember this. I use this as an excuse to shit all over the BTS album, like Mod 7, because the packaging was like really bad. Hi there, I haven't been posting much and I apologize for that, but I have a little recording here that lasts for about an hour and a half. And I hope that this will kind of take you away from reality as it did for me. The first 6 minutes is basically me explaining why I haven't been posting much. But if you want to skip to the main action, it's around 6 minutes and 10 seconds. Basically, I gave scores to the albums that I currently own, and please don't be offended by my scores. I love all these albums and I treat them well. I'm just disappointed in some aspects and some albums score better when compared to others. This is just a fun audio for you to chill and unwind to if you ever feel like listening to someone get mad over packaging. That's kind of funny. I think I'm kind of humorous sometimes. What's the next one? Study with me. I think this is just me studying instead of like really talking, right? Okay, POV. It's 12 a.m. and we're roommates while you're doing your own thing. I'm studying Japanese while listening to music. I have so many chapters to review. This is bad. What's the next one? Cake Day Reflections. Wow, 1 year later. There would be more audios, but welp. Happy 1 year to me, and I'm gonna take this time to reflect on what I've done and how I've changed in the past year. Let's reflect, shall we? Have I changed? Have I really? Ranking One Direction's entire discography. Who asked? No one, yet I did it anyway. I'm so amused. Because I couldn't sleep, I decided to rank all of One Direction's music. All of them are bangers. I love them always and forever, and maybe I'll watch the movie again later today. They really did Niall and Louis dirty, huh? And I got so many comments on this. Comments and upvotes, like... Oh my god. I met a couple of directions through this, though. What's this? I got drunk and started recording. Oh, this is when I was really into the Love Island game. Speaking of which, the new season isn't out yet, and I'm very upset. We're gonna move on from that. Because I know towards the end of this, like, I go into a bit of a spiral, and I was just like, oh my god, what if, like, I never end up with anybody? Like, what does it mean to, like, love someone? I remember going about that, so... Just chatting and lamenting. What the fuck is this? I'm assuming I complain again. Like, I really just started recording because I felt embarrassed, and the best way to remember. Oh. I remember this. Just chatting is a topic on Twitch, right? So, yeah, basically, I hit enter like a Twitch chat for this pianist who we will talk about them in a later audio. Like, the music is featured. And. And basically, I got very stressed in the chat. It's not your fault, okay? It was just me not being used to it. like, I can just join Twitch because I think, like, at that point in time, like, Jay of Day 6 was on Twitch. And I was, like, thinking, like, what else can I find on this? And so I stumbled upon, like, this pianist or, like, musician who now does art. So, yeah. What's the next one? Some big brain chess playing. Okay, yeah. We're back to the PTA stuff, like, the proper PTA stuff now. Well, I say that, but, like, our next one is a little downtime. Okay, I think that's more... that's more PTA. It's literally 2:30. Like, why are you still awake? I say this, but I'm awake. Big brain chess playing. Oh, this was when I was obsessed with chess. And it had been a while since I made, like, a proper, like, GFE audio, so I decided to do it. Yeah, the music in the background is by Limeade Nectar. They self-produced their own music, and I really like them, so I thought I'd share some of it. Hopefully you enjoyed their discography as much as I did. And it says here, no, they took my queen. Undo, undo. Oh, and this is the first time Sushi had replied or had commented on one of my audios. And I remember, like, being like, oh my god. Because I had listened to him. And then, like, to know that he was, like, listening to me as well, I was just like, insane, honestly. Must not deny. Next one. A little downtime. What the fuck is this? Lying on top of you. Wow, another audio? What is this sorcery? Hopefully you can get back into the groove of making more of these of the occasional ranking audio that I seem to love so much. I think this is kind of like a revamp of, like, the Goodnight Kisses one. I think. I can't really remember. That's why the study audio could always do a drinking study audio. Pretty sure no studying would get done. And I said, thank you. Maybe it's time for the grapefruit soda to make a second appearance. Oh my god. What's the next one? It's okay to feel like shit. Okay. So I'm guessing this is, like, a comfort one. Had this in my drawers for a while. I see. You don't have to pretend to be happy. Soka. I don't know. Like, some of these I don't really remember. Like, what I did or why I said. Oh, we're moving to, like, our first not safe for work one. Okay. Am I muted? Oh, I remember. Okay, it says here improv, but the truth is I actually wrote a bit of a script for this. And there was some improvisation involved, okay, but, like, it wasn't entirely improv. Okay, it took a lot of time and a few drinks for me to actually record this and a lot more to post it. This was really just a thought that crossed my mind, and I've always wanted to try recording for GWA. As much as I enjoy recording it and am considerably excited to post this, I cannot ensure that I will be posting here consistently and regularly. And if I were to feel uncomfortable, I would take down the post and the recording completely. With that said, I hope you enjoy. And the link says, you're absolutely horrible. I see. Well then. This is my first ever not safe for work audio. And my first ever post on GWA. And I received a lot of really nice comments and DMs and a bunch of, like, comments through my anonymous form for this, and it was really nice. I'm not gonna lie, it was really nice to see that I did really well. And I remember I was texting my friend and I was just like, oh my god, I recorded porn. I'm fucked! And she was just like, calm down, like, just post it, oh my god, keep me updated. And so I was on the phone with her as I posted it, and I was just like, I'm gonna cry, I can't believe I just did that. And she was just like, don't worry, you know. And, like, half an hour later, I received, like, a comment, and then there's a DM, and it's just, like, good things, and I was like, oh my god, like, people like this. Insane. Oh, it was, it's just funny. anything, like, for me, I was just like, you know, maybe I just, like, post in GW once a week. And then, well, next one, more work. Great. I'm assuming this is a miscellaneous one. It is not a miscellaneous one. It is a proper study with me, keyboard sounds, cuddling. Okay, well, this seems pretty generic. I realized that I have loads of audios of me studying, but that's the life of a student for you. At least let me write 250 words. And then, oh, this is when I put in like some music. I think this is meant to be like the safer work version of the of Am I Muted? Kinda. Not like entirely, because like what do you call it? Like, I was sitting on like the listener's lap and stuff. Next one. Bad sleep, same here. Ooh, I recorded this in the morning after the whole like there was like this one site that was like basically like a huge archive of audios, and that like really freaked me out. Especially since I had just started posting on GWA. I was just like, oh, I absolutely refuse to let people do this. Like, this makes me feel so unsafe. And yeah. What was the next one? Reading my fortune. I don't remember what my fortune was. Moving on. Next, your baby doll leaves you a voice message. Oh, I deleted this off my master list because it's not that great. And also, I didn't realize it was a character limit on Reddit posts, so I had to take a couple of things down. It's not very good. It's only like 3 minutes long. There's no sex. So, next one. I'm stressed. Please love me. Oh, I remember when I posted this. I remember this very well. The reverse comfort ones, I kind of remember very well. Let's not talk about it, okay? Let's not talk about it. Let's just move on. Is it really a ramble fab if there aren't any words? Okay, well, I think that's self-explanatory. Singing some tunes. Let's skip that. Verification! I think this is for PTA. Some bants before we sleep. That's also another miscellaneous one though, isn't it? I kind of wish I did this, like, you know, in. Wait, what? It's not? Wait. I can't find the audio on my master list. Oh no! Oh, here it is. Improv. A lot of these were improv. I don't know why there are DJ vibes, but she felt the DJ vibes tonight. What the fuck is this? The fuck is this? I think this is when I started having like my fucking like disclaimer as well. And I was just like improvising with like what I should say and be like, you're listening to Casually Broke FM. I used to put those in like religiously, and then one time I forgot to put it in. I was just like, whatever, I can't be bothered, and I just continue. But still, please do not repost my work anywhere, okay? If you find my audio outside of my own Reddit or Soundgasm account, like, it's been reposted without my permission, and that's not cool, okay? Okay, what's the next one? What's the next one? Stress reliever. Ooh, that's not safe for work. Oop. What started off as a nice massage? Okay, well done. Hopefully this was relieving for you as it was for me. Okay, I'm gonna go sleep. Bye. Well. Well. Moving on. Just friends keeping each other company. I realize I did a lot of like, let's just talk kind of audios as opposed to, oh, I'm your girlfriend kind of audios. And look at me now. Look at me now. I think it's also because like when I started streaming on Twitch, I was just like, okay, you know what? There's no need for me to do those kinds of things. People literally listen to me talk like regularly. I say that, but I haven't streamed in a while, so well, you have this now. What's next? Take my affection, damn it. Oh, this. Oh, no. This was the Goodnight Kisses revamp. This is the Goodnight Kisses revamp. there are a lot of revamps of Good Night Kisses, I will not deny. I think it's something that like PTA really likes. Quite a number of kisses, giggling, sleepy, me pretending to know palm reading. I'm feeling affectionate and clingy for what reason? God damn it, just love me and let me love you. Oh. Okay. Okay then. Anyways, moving on. Let me ding your dong. Oh, my first ever shit post. Next one. Oh lord, some realizations were made. Oh, I think this is the ooh voice one that I did on GWA backstage. Basically, I had watched like a TikTok where like this girl did the ooh voice. And I was just like, can I do that? And then I tried it out for myself. And I was just like, oh my god, I can do it. Like...
Oh my god, I can't believe I can actually speak like this. Are you kidding me? I could have been talking like this entire time.
Like, wow, like crazy. just create like a whole new Reddit and just talk like that. You never know, it's me. Next one. You're so far away. As the days get colder, we tend to get a little bit sadder, and I figured that even if you don't like talking about what makes you sad, some semblance of physical touch may make you better. I say this, but it's an audio now, isn't it? Like... Okay, miss, whatever you say. 100 followers AMA. It's raining, so fuck work, it's nap time. Oh, I remember complaining about, like, shape poems. Molly exposing my days as an emo and a fanfic writer. Next one, jealousy's a bitch. Ooh, this was not safe for work. What the fuck was this? Ramble fab. Well, okay, anyways, moving on. Drunk last Christmas. Oh, okay, I sang last Christmas while drunk. Sleepy time. What the fuck was sleepy time? You know, at some point you just like lose ideas as to what you should post. Midterms may be over, but the grind never stops. But with that said, I hope you have a good sleep. And this says, yeah, I think I'm definitely addicted to these relief patches. What are you saying? Oh my god. It's midnight, no, not November is over. Oh, this was... Yeah, this was basically about a year ago. Basically, we fuck on 1st of December. Woo-woo. Next one. Oh, she actually fell asleep. Oh, I fell asleep during this audio. I was like, okay, I should record. And then I fell asleep while recording. So I actually fell asleep while recording, and it went on to record for about 4 hours until my phone died. I think my jaw was clicking. I don't know. I went to look at the points where the sound level... When the sound level increased, and dang, there are some weird sounds. She got possessed, Lamau. Okay, that's enough of that nonsense. Sleep with me. Oh my god. The fact that, like, people like this. People liked it when I actually fell asleep. Like, crazy. Insane. The verification for GWA. Okay. Prepping presents. Oh, I was actually wrapping presents when I did this. Like, yeah, literally wrapping presents as I recorded. Join me as I label the presents I got, as well as stress over the fact that the tape I used would not stay sticky. funny. What's next? Let's get frisky. Okay. We're just, you know, we're gonna move on from the not safe for work stuff, especially like the earlier ones. I feel like they're a bit like, ugh. Jingle Bell Rock. Okay, I did this for GWA Backstage Singers. Take one of All I Want for Christmas Is You. Take two for All I Want. Of All I Want for Christmas Is You. Well done. Why are you still here? Oh, this was a request, Phil. Someone came into my DMs and was just like, could you do something like this? And I was just like, sure. This is requested. Okay, One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful, but every line is your insecure, place in the background. She's gotten her feels. Oh, I remember. Wow, this is 100 upvotes. Very nice. I remember when I posted this, and people really liked it. Yeah, I got 1.9k plays, and I was just like, wow, you guys really liked me. You guys really like me when I'm depressed, huh? Because I remember I was going, I remember that like, it was something about like, you know, why are you still here, like. I'm easily replaceable. I don't really do anything, you know, like, I'm scared that, like, people will forget me, and people will replace me with other people, and all that kind of thing, and, you know, those kind of thoughts still kind of, like, linger every now and then. It's the mental affliction. It kind of happens, but, yeah, I got very personal with this one, not gonna lie. Next one, embrace. Oh, this is a script, though. Okay, I had recorded this, like, relatively, it was in my drafts, okay, and someone in the community who I had a lot of respect for, was saying that, like, they couldn't sleep, and so I decided that, you know what, this would be a good time to post this, and they listened to it, so, and they told me it was good, so, so, I mean, it worked. It did its job. I got an excuse to talk to a person I really wanted to talk to. So, yeah. Oh, my cat girl audios. Okay, I'm kind of proud of these. I love you, mistress. My first sapphic and not safe for word audio ever. I remember I wrote this because, like, my friend and I, we bought cat ears. And I was just like, oh my god, like, I should totally do, like, a cat girl audio. But I also want to do one for, like, the girlies, you know? So I decided to, so I wrote I Love You, Mistress. And it was one of those things, one of the things that I realized while writing, like, the cat girl audios for, like, the two, for, like, you know, one for girls and one for guys, was that with girls, I'm a lot more, how should I say, tender, you know? Like, there was a lot of emotion that went into I Love You, Mistress, because it was very much like, oh my god, I like fucking love you, I like worship the ground that you walk on. Like, I realized there was a lot of that emotion as I was recording, whereas for, yeah, master, ew, for the guy version, I kind of did it as a joke, you know, the whole ooh voice and everything, but people really liked it, and part of me thinks that I should do that again. But I can't. I can't bring myself to do it. I did the entire audio in the ooh voice. And I wanted to cry by the end of it. I was just like, this is like shit. Like, this is shit. But it did really well. Both audios did really well. Obviously, the sapphic one did a lot better. 3.5k plays. I was very proud of that. And then the other one did almost 3k plays. They were almost the same, actually. Yeah, they did really well. I guess GWA likes cat girls. The next one, Fuck Me Like You Hate Me. Oh, this is a ramble fab. Okay, anyways, moving on. It's Christmas, Let's Go Home. This was another miscellaneous one, I think. Yeah, talking passionately about Terrace House, small celebration. What the fuck did I write in here? It's Christmas, and I understand that some people might be feeling lonely, so if you just want to hang out for a bit, come and join me. Wait, I just realized I didn't submit an assignment. And then you actually hear me submit an assignment in the middle of the audio. Oh my god. Next one. It's a mask. It's not a mask, it's a megaphone. Oh, this is another sapphic audio. Not safe for work sapphic audio that I posted. I really like this one. Even if it didn't do as well as, like, the cat girl one. But still, you know. Body positivity! Yeah, I remember feeling a bit, like, down on myself because, like, I was wiping away makeup from my face and I was just like, oh my god, I'm not pretty anymore. And I was just like... And I sometimes I feel that way whenever I wipe makeup off my face. I'm just like, ah, well, I have wiped off, like, this mask I've put on myself. But now I just remind myself that it's not a mask, it's a megaphone, it's amplifying my best features. That's what makeup does. So yeah. too soon, Kishi cover. Okay, we're not gonna talk about it. Happy New Year, myself. Oh, I remember I posted this and I was just like, start listening at this particular timestamp so that you'll come the moment it's midnight. If I'm not wrong, that's what it says. Right? Yeah, listen to this at 11:47:48 so that we'll actually come the moment it turns midnight. I kind of enjoy this audio because I think it kind of made me realize a bit of like a King Nye hat, which was like, you know how there's like the whole DDLG and, you know, the BDSM stuff, like the dom and sub stuff, and usually when, you know, someone is dom, you call them like sir, master, mistress, you know, miss, whatever. But I think that it's so funny or like kind of like humiliating or like degrading in a way when you still call them sir, but they're the ones who's in the position of a sub or like is the bottom in the situation. And I'm just like, I kind of like that. Like, and you can kind of like feed into like the whole like degradation thing and be like, oh, how embarrassing, like you're supposed to be in power and yet you're the one tied up, like haha, shame on you. But like, you know, in like a nice way, in a consensual way. I was very nervous when I posted that audio because I wasn't sure how people were gonna take it. I didn't know if it was gonna be like, how should I say, too much, but it did quite well. So New Year's over, let's cuddle. Oh, this is my New Year's Eve audio, I'm assuming. Right? Right? Faint sound of rain. What? I don't remember what I said for half of these. It's no longer New Year's for most people, but hopefully you still listen to it. It was raining the whole day for me and I felt super cozy and I haven't recorded a sleep in a while, so I thought, why not? And now it is still raining, almost as if a flood is coming. In parentheses, is this a sign? Yes, it is still raining and I am cold now. Come here and look at my claw hands. Okay. What's the next one? When the house is empty. Oh, this is a ramble fab. You are beautiful. Oh, I wrote like a script for this. It was with relation to Day 6's song, You Are Beautiful. I quite like this. Home, Undertale cover. This was a janky piano cover of like this, the track called Home from Undertale. Sophia, Claro cover. I don't think I posted these on my master list actually. Oops. Yeah, these were like Twitter specials that I had posted. I had posted the link on Twitter directly to like my Soundgasm. I didn't post them on Reddit. Next one. You know you look good, right? It was in a script though. I think this was also body positivity. Oh, next. My first ever script fill for Not Safe for Work, the sex scene rehearsal. I actually really like this script. I don't really like the audio quality, but I really like the script. And I'm really happy that I did really well. This script writer, Breathing Dirty Air 505, writes such good scripts every time. Like, I usually go on Script Guild to go and see, like, you know, what scripts haven't been recorded. Sometimes I'll see tags that I like and I just click on it and I'm reading it. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is really good. I want to check out, like, this writer who wrote this. And I would look at, like, the user and it's from him. And I'll be like, oh, of course I like this. Because it's written by him, you know? And so I've recorded a bunch of audios. I've recorded a bunch of, like, his scripts. And yeah, this is like the first of like three, I think I did either three or four. I might have done four. I think, I don't know. But yeah, this was my first ever script fill for Not Safe for Work. Dream of You, MXM tune cover. This was also Twitter, I think. I don't remember it being here. Succubus quits her job with a bang. Oh, this is written by Dan. I really like this script. This is like the only script that I've ever felt by Dan. And I also did really, really well. it was a very good script. From like F dom to F sub, it was very comfortable to record and everything. I think that's kind of like the trick with posting or like with recording scripts, is that you should find tags that you're comfortable with and start from there, and then slowly you move on to more like hard-hitting stuff, or like, you know, if you want to explore those, you know, or like tags that like you're not usually very comfortable with, and you can move on to those once you get into like the swing of things. Look at me talking as if I'm a professional. It's like if it's quits a job with a bang blooper. Oh, this is when like a train passed by as I was recording. 3 a.m. plane shenanigans. Oh, I initially recorded this on the plane because this was like, well, I mean, we're still in the middle of COVID, but like I had recorded this on the plane because there was like literally no one around me, and I listened back to it and it sounded like fucking shit. So I had written the script and everything, so I just recorded it at home, and I just pretended that we were on a plane. Bath talk. Oh, this isn't on Reddit. This is me during my first, what do you call it? My first quarantine at like the start of the year. And there was a bathtub in the hotel that I was like doing my stay home notice at. And there was this one night where I got really drunk. And I just want to like lie down in the bathroom. And so I laid down in the bathroom and I started talking. I recorded an audio of me talking in the bathroom. It's pretty stupid. You know, I just talk about how much I love the bath. So yeah. I'm serious. This is safe for work. Also based off the Day 6 like discography series. I say series, but it's only two audios. So next one. Good boy. I do not remember this. FRM, established relationship, finger sucking, writing, praise, sweet, loving, M's up, moaning, breathy. If you kind of cringe. Oh, this was the Valentine's Day audios. Okay, so the next one are Valentine's Day audios. The next one, you're single? Me too, let's hang. Oh, this is just like a rambling audio as well. The next one is the I love you ramble fat. Okay, anyway, and the last one was the Sunday morning Maroon 5 cover. Okay, well, POV, you're lying on our bed half asleep and just listening to me practice the ukulele while watching a stream, and I say Park Cham in the beginning of this audio, so all the more you should listen to it. I didn't expect this one to do very well, because there's literally no substance, but people seem to like it, so there we go. There we go. 300 follower AMA. Okay. Hidden cameras and secret desires. I'm very sad that this one didn't do as well. It's literally a script about reality TV. Like, and you're kind of just like the person who's like watching all the cameras and being like, oh, look at that. You're like doing this, you're doing that, you know. And it didn't do very well. But it's by Breathing Dirty Air 505. I'm just gonna call him 505 from now on, it's easier. And yeah, I really like the script. I saw it on Scriptio as like one that hadn't been filled yet, and I was just like, oh my god, it's on reality TV? I fucking have to. And I saw the script right, I was just like, oh my god, even more so. So yeah. Wish I could take the pain away. Oh, this was another improv one. For some reason, this did well. Actually, I'm not surprised that this did well. 151 upvotes? Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be like, oh my god, this is so comfy. And I'm just like, thank you. I was very comfy. I was lying in bed when I recorded it. POV, we're both creators and we're in a VC together. Ah, the beginning of a series that I never completed. Oh, how funny. Next one. Know Your Place, man. This script was by LB. I don't think I've ever done it, like, an audio that was as cruel as this one. And I don't think I'll ever be doing one like this ever again, simply because it really takes a lot out of me. And hearing myself trying to be, like, Dommy is kind of, like, embarrassing, to be honest. So Yeah, this was like pretty stressful. What does it say? Misandry, cruel of Dom, insults, degradation, humiliation. Some fin Dom making you beg, ruin, orgasm. But also sweet aftercare, spooning, and cuddles. Truth be told, it's more F stop trying to be F Dom. That was my tag. This was my attempt at it. It was a very fun script to do. I liked it because there was a bit of a switch at the end to be like of like a sweeter tone, and I was just like, okay, I can do this, I can do this, you know. It's easier for me to do sweeter stuff. So yeah. But it was really fun being really mean. It was really fun to be really mean. And I tried recording like another one of LB's scripts that was on like the meaner side. And I just hated the way I said things. Like, ew. Like, I sound like that? Ew. So it never came through. Picnics and bad singing. Oh, I recorded this outside. It was very embarrassing. I was very thankful that everyone walking past me didn't understand English. They were all Japanese. And I had to record this audio like 4 or 5 times before I finally got a take that was like good. So yeah. It was very embarrassing performing in public, like playing the ukulele in public, but I don't know, I quite enjoyed it actually. I was thinking about doing it again, but I don't think I can. I can do this. I don't think I can do it. Like, I'm stressed, and also I don't really have the time to do it anymore. So yeah, hold on. Mount Bully. Oh my god. Are you leaving me for Heather? So I recorded this in the actual park, and what you're hearing is actual pigeon cooing. There were so many pigeons by the end of the audio. Like, there were so many birds, and I got so scared because I was just like, oh my god, I'm gonna get fucking attacked. Thankfully, I did not get attacked. What was the next one? Sorry, Daddy, for if I'm bad. Oh, I put in a lot of effort into this one. It was my first time recording wet sounds, and I was just like, I never want to do this ever again. I did realize when I was re-listening to it that like there was a bit of a mistake. I forgot to add in like the vibrator sound like at one point, and I just never went back to edit it, and it's too late now because I don't have the file anymore. So. Next, POV. We're both creators and we're in a VC together too. I edited this while on call with a friend. And they were like, this is not realistic because you usually have people talking over each other in VC. And I was just like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, this is like a proper collab with Venice and Dan. So, that was fun. Oh, and there was Unparalleled, which I really liked. It was a series that I actually completed. Oh my god, crazy. That was for the girlies. Well, yeah, technically FRA, but meant for a female identifying audience, yeah. Friends and Lovers. I actually really like this. I did this for Pride Month. It holds like a very special place in my heart, Unparalleled, because one of the things that I really struggled to come to terms with was like I liked someone of like the same sex, you know, or a vagina, however, some might say. And it's one of those things where it's like I can be flirty, but it's like, do I really want a relationship? And it just like scares me and everything. And it's like, if you've never felt like this for like a person of like the same sex before, then it kind of just gets kind of like. And so I was like, I wanted to capture that feeling of in the audio. But of course, before that, I had my collab with Shy, and I Don't Want This to End, which was a bittersweet audio where basically the listener is injured. And while he was injured, he fell in love with with the nurse that was taking care of him. And it's his last day in before, you know, he gets discharged and they decide to fuck, which is not very sanitary, if I'm being honest. And that was Unparalleled Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4. And it was like a collab with Snarky. Or rather, it featured Snarky. And yeah. I mean, it kind of like told the story, you know. People really liked it. Or at least, like, you know, it was relatable to some people. I received quite a number of, like, DMs about this. No, I think this Affect one. Not the Pillow Talk one. I remember I received a couple of, like, comments on the Pillow Talk one. Oh my god, the burping. Multiple burps. Oh my god, don't do this to me. But yeah. I think even now I still kind of like struggle a little bit about like my sexuality and everything, and I'm very grateful for Unparalleled to kind of like have it there. And it was also like my first collab with Snarky, and I was just like, oh my god. Next one, Summer Night Picnics with You. Oh, I'm so proud of this one. Oh my god, I'm so proud of Summer Night Picnics with You. I happened to listen to like a particular playlist that was about like, you know, late night picnics, and I was just like, it sounds so nice, I really like it. And I was just like, I just have to. And then I wrote a script and everything, and I recorded it the next day and I put it out. I was very happy with it. Band-Aids, Kashi cover. Okay, Your Sister's Friend, 10 years later. Yeah, this was episode by 505. I really like this one. Like, the editing was a bit of a pain to do, I won't deny. Wait, let me see. Yeah, it was like half an hour long. Oh my god, like his scripts are very long. Slow pace, slow burn. I think I really like very story heavy scripts, but my problem with story heavy scripts is that I need a lot of like mental preparation. I really need to like sit down and like really record. So it's like, but yeah, I really like this. Yeah, I'm proud of this audio, I won't deny. As you can see, the cringe is getting a lot less because these are more recent audios. Like the first few ones are just like, ew, like let's just not, you know. It's just me, you, and these four walls. Oh, this is me in the middle of quarantine as well. Yeah. Talking about Pixar films and all that. I think this is like my second to last night. Whatever the phrase is. In quarantine, I was also in my 2 weeks. So yeah. POV, you're lying in our bed, half asleep, listening to me play the ukulele while it's raining. Yeah, this one was basically just like a part two to the first one that I did. But this one has me singing. So yeah. And then now we get to like the November releases. Yes, The Perfect Boyfriend, the Asian male appreciation audio that I made. This was inspired by LB's Asian girl appreciation audio, which has been taken down, unfortunately, which is really sad, but I really love that audio. Like, I remember when I first listened to it, I was just like, oh, this is like so sweet, you know? And it was just the overall atmosphere and everything that it just made me feel so like, oh, I love this so much, you know? And then when he took it down because like he left momentarily, of course, I was just like, oh, that's like so heartbreaking, because like that audio brought me so much comfort and I've always wanted, and you know, he kind of like bullied me into making one as well. It took me a while to write the script, but it's here. Next one, Our First Time Together. I also wanted to create like an audio that was centered around like a couple having sex for the first time, as opposed to like the rougher things. So yeah, I made this. And it did pretty well, like I won't deny. Of course it's like not as, it didn't do as well as like the kinkier stuff, you know, but like it did relatively well. Like I think that Because in GWA we tend to focus a lot on just like kink, you know, hard hitting stuff. And you know, like really like soft and like vanilla, like, oh, is this okay? I love you, baby, and that kind of stuff. We don't really have a lot of like awkward moments when it comes to sex, I feel. Everything usually seems to go pretty smoothly. And I feel like that's not necessarily like the case every single time. I feel like it happens when, you know, you're extremely comfortable with someone. But even then, like, you'll still have moments where like you just end up laughing, you know? You'll be like, oh my god, like what the fuck? And so I really wanted to create this where, you know, they're both like feeling a little bit nervous. They try to be sexy, or at least like the speaker's trying to be sexy, and it's like, I want to have sex with you, but I'm also kind of like insecure with like myself, and I don't know how to deal with it. Like, is it okay, you know, if you're the one on top? Because I feel like if I'm the one on top, you're gonna see like all of these things which I really don't like, and I'm not comfortable with that. And yeah, you know, and yeah. That was the thought process behind it. This audio is getting very long, I realize. It's 1 hour and 11 minutes. You know what? For a special episode, it has to be like that. Look, I know we barely know each other, but no one deserves to be alone like this. This was written by Haley. I love this audio. I'm quite happy with this audio, I want to know. I like it a lot. I recorded this like on Twitch and Haley didn't know I was actually recording it. She was just like, I thought you were just like filling it and you were doing the claps for fun. I was just like, no, I was actually recording it. I just didn't get around to editing. Next one, what was it? Like a Summer Evening Breeze by Right Bit of Kit. Oh, I quite like this audio. It uses songs that I quite like as well. So that's fun. Yeah, I realize I do a lot of like friends to lovers stuff in this, and a lot of like vanilla type of things in here. I don't really have any like rough audios, but I don't think I'm someone who's like super into like the rough stuff, you know. Or maybe I am, I just don't feel comfortable enough to like vocalize it and put it into an audio for everyone to hear. So yeah. Sorry, I just can't seem to sleep. Okay, well, this is just like an improv. Please let me come. Okay, this is a ramble fab that I have been holding on to since like February. And just, I was just like, you know what, it's time to release it. So I put it out there. Let's Fall in Love Tonight. This script was written by Sam. This was just really fun to edit and choosing like the songs for it as well. I really enjoyed like recording in editing this audio, as long as it took me, you know, like looking for like sound effects and stuff. I was just like, oh my god, this is taking so long, but I was also just like, I really want to do well. You want me to call you a good boy? This script was written by Mindy. I was supposed to record this like a while back, and I just never found like the motivation to do so. And then came November and I was just like, I have to record this. And so I did. And I'm very happy I did, really. I always want, like, one thing I do regret is not posting as much sapphic content as I could have. Like, a lot of my, especially with regards to, like, not safe for work stuff, a lot of it is geared towards males. And I think it's also because, like, I'm sexually attracted to males a little bit more. Though I do think I'm more romantically attracted. How should I say? I'm easily attracted to males more. Okay, I won't deny that. But I will say that when I do, like, when I'm romantically attracted or sexually attracted to be, like, a non-binary person or, like, a female, you know, the feeling is a little bit weird. Because it's not the same as like me being attracted to a guy, which is, you know, tying back to unparalleled and everything. And so when it comes to sapphic content, I feel like I'm a lot more delicate in terms of like how I how should I say, how I handle my audio. So in terms of recording and editing, I'm just like, okay, I want this to be like perfect. Not to say that like my FRM stuff is just like, oh, I can do whatever, but rather I handle like sapphic stuff with more care, a little bit more care, because at least for me, like when I'm, for me, I'm just like, oh, you know, this is kind of like a sensitive topic for me, and I feel like I should treat it delicately. I want to make sure I do things right, you know, like I want to get it right, as opposed to just like, oh, you know, just do whatever, you know, maybe I'll risk of, and I might risk offending someone, and I'm just like, no, I can, like, I'm, like, respect, you know. And so you want me to call you a good boy, like, I really wanted to like do it well, as opposed to just being like, okay, I just need to pump out a not safe for work script, you know, or like not safe for work audio, let's go. So yeah, you want me to call you a good boy. And I know that like this kind of dysphoria and, you know, like, how should I say, confusion and not really feeling entirely comfortable in your body was something that that Mindy had dealt with personally, which is why they wrote the script in the first place. And I really wanted to honor that by, you know, doing it justice and making it as good as I could possibly have. And so I was very happy to see that people really liked it a lot. Like, you know, I'm not surprised it didn't do well on GWA, like on my audio in general, simply because GWA tends to be very male oriented, and some people are homophobic, I'm not gonna lie, but you didn't hear that from me, if you could hear that in the first place, because I was mumbling. But you know, I also posted it on sapphic because, you know, that's usually where, you know, if you're looking for like an FRF or an FRMB or an FRA, like a 4NB for someone of the opposite sex, or for no, not opposite sex, someone of the same, oh my god, I'm like losing it. Okay, if you're looking for like for same sex or for NB or for A audios, sapphic is usually the best place to go. And the comments that I receive here were so lovely. I receive really nice comments in my anonymous form as well. And I was so happy to see that, like, you know, people like enjoyed the audio and they were like grateful that like the script got filled. You know, like one person said, I'm gender fluid, so thank you so much. And I was just like, wow, like people don't really, like when I think about it, like GWA is very binary, I would say. There's not a lot of content that focuses on, like, you know, like sapphic love and everything, or like, you know, same sex love, or like queer relationships, and that's very sad, you know. And even if there is like a mention of like someone being lesbian or gay or non-binary or anything, they're usually, well, at least in my personal opinion, I feel like they're usually catered to straight men, and or it's like kind of like fetishized, or like, I know it's like a fantasy and anyone can have any fantasy that they want. It's just unfortunate that like we don't have enough content for a spectrum of people. Even for PTA, you know, it's very hard to find one that is just like specifically like FRF or FRM or FRMB. And I'm not gonna lie, I've made a lot of FRA audios because I always want, especially for like PTA, I want it to be as inclusive as possible, which is why I try to make it as open as I can, unless I'm intentionally making it like, you know, for a particular group of people. But I will admit that I haven't really made like an FRF audio aside from like Unparalleled, and even then, like, it was more like story based as opposed to like comfort kind of thing. So yeah, well, I really talked a lot about this, but that's like the most like recent one, aside from the one that I posted today, which was The Other Half by Broken Galaxy. I've had this script saved for a really long time. I just couldn't bring myself to fill it, you know. The thing about Galaxy scripts is that they get filled so fast and so many times, all by like creators who are like so much better than me. And I listen to some of the fills and I'm just like, wow, I could never do this. I could never reach like the quality that they're at. Like, they have such a good quality, like they have such good sound quality. They really know how to like immerse you in like everything. And their acting is just so good. And I'm just like, I could never live up to this, you know? But I did tell Galaxy that like I had a couple of her scripts saved and I'm gonna fill them. And it would suck if I didn't fill them after I told her that I would fill her scripts. So I finally did it. I chose one which I was just like, I can fill this. Just don't look at the other fills, I can fill this. And so I did. So I hope she liked it, you know. So yeah, that's all of my audio so far. There's definitely going to be more, there's gonna be more to come, you know. Well, you have like the vault, you know, you have my two other audios, Why Are You Doing This by Sushi, written by Ben Sushi, and Open When You're Missing Me, written by Bamboo. And you have this audio. So Washing Machine Lit, the special episode. And then, you know, we'll have a little bit more as well. Let me check my calendar. Like, yeah, I have like a collab that's coming up. I have another collab, but you know, that's a little bit on the rocks at the moment, so you know, we have to see how it goes. There's a couple other like not safe for work scripts. I have a Christmas audio as well. I also have like an audio which or like a script that I commissioned from like a very special someone. Oh my god, I'm very excited to say who it's from, but I won't spoil. And they wrote the script for me and I'm very excited to record it and like, you know, edit it and just make it perfect. I'm also very excited for Cloudy Voyage to come out on the 30th. So yeah, I'm very excited for a lot of things. There's still a few more audios to come for like this month. And yeah. Anyways, I think I've rambled on long enough. This is almost an hour and a half. And I've really just like talked a lot and everything. So let's just not, you know, like let's move on. So yeah. Thank you, you know, if you've been listening this entire time, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a good time doing wherever you are. It was very nice to be able to revive Washing Machine Lit for an hour and a half. Now I really need to go and sleep because it's like almost, it's like 3:30 in the morning. So yeah. Okay. Bye. I hope you have a good night or good day. Good time zone. Bye.